But firstly, we need to ask ourselves, what is a mandala? Perhaps we think we know the answer already. Perhaps we've seen them painted, made of sand, modelled three-dimensionally. Perhaps we've even tried to construct them completely in the mind of our imagination or our meditation. But these are not true mandalas. At their best, often quite staggering in their beauty, they are wondrous mystical diagrams. At worst, they are merely crude illustrations, blurry dreams in the half-light of imagination or fantasy. The depictions of mandalas that we've seen are certainly useful, of course, in the way that maps are useful to travellers. But to use the old line, the map is not the territory. Let's not forget that for one moment. The map is not the territory. Until we have truly entered the mandala, we are only playing with maps. Just because we may have learnt the key code of symbols, have some idea of what they suggest, that doesn't mean we understand the actual, of which the symbols give pitiful representation. The mandala has been described as a matrix or model of a perfected universe, the nurturing environment of the perfected self in ecstatic connection with perfected others. Of course, in the true mandala, there is no self, no others. The mandala is a blueprint for Buddhahood itself, conceived as attainment not only of an individual's ultimate liberation and supreme bliss, but also as the attainment of such release and bliss by an individual fully integrated with his environment and field of association. In other words, the mandala is a vision of enlightenment itself. The Buddha spoke of his own enlightenment, of Buddhahood, as profound, peaceful, unproliferating, luminous and uncreated. He said, "This reality I have found is like an elixir of immortality." The mandala expresses this ideal of the perfection of Buddhahood. And of course, it is beyond time and space. It is truly eternal. For the Buddhism of the Vajrayana, the mandala expresses the ideal of the perfected universe itself. The transformation of the universe into the mandala is possible because of the infinite presence in every single atom of the transcendental. It is realized by the activities of countless bodhisattvas, ceaselessly helping beings throughout the universe. In the Vimalakirti Nidesha Sutta, the world is revealed as a mandala existing of beings in constant evolution towards their own enlightenment. This Saha world, this barely tolerable world, operates as a magical house, an architecture that enables the person within it to reach out imaginatively and enfold his environment in the process of transformation.